From Pioneer 90.1 in Thief River Falls, this is Scrapbook, a collaborative project with Northwest Minnesota Historical Societies to share their county's history and promote awareness of the many fascinating places and things their counties have to offer. Scrapbook is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Here's host Glenn Broggett and his special guest on this edition of Scrapbook.
Greetings, you are listening to Scrapbook Becker County. I'm Glenn Broggett. On this edition, we take a look at the many outdoor activities that have been made available to residents of Detroit Lakes, Minnesota through the years. We'll be talking about all that fun and sun with Amy Dagerstrom of the Becker County Historical Society. It's all about water, fun, and recreation on this edition of Scrapbook. Now, when did the sporting industry start to take off? Because you mentioned in the earlier days of the development that the water wasn't really looked upon as something to be a whole lot of fun. It was a little bit dirty. But when did things kind of start turning a corner for Detroit and Detroit Lakes and eventually to become this sportsman's outdoor mecca?
Sure. Well, in the early days, it really was the water was seen as more utilitarian. So you go there to fish, right, because you want to eat. And you might use it as a water source for baths and for washing your dishes and things like that. Again, John K. West established a steamboat line in the 1890s, so about 20 years into Detroit Lakes history, that would take you from the Little Detroit all the way to Lake Sally and Melissa, which are about 8 miles, maybe 10 miles out of town, through a canal system. So you could jump on a steamboat and you could get to your lake cabin, he promised, within 1 hour. So that was pretty fast. The beginnings of that sort of focus on water as entertainment was early in the history. However, the big sort of establishment as a lakes region wasn't really until the 1920s, 30s, when we start seeing resorts popping up around a lot of these lakes. These resorts that everybody thinks of from the 50s and 60s with the little individual cabins and the, cruise your car out there to spend the weekend. Really started to become established in the 20s and 30s and then just grew and kind of by leaps and bounds after that. And so by the 1950s and 60s, that generation of youth that had served in World War II and had come home and the baby boom is happening are the ones that really pushed forward that idea of leisure time around the lake. The beach in Detroit Lakes was not established until 1964. So everybody who goes there now thinks it's always been there, but that's a man-made beach. And actually the whole area around that beach was a marsh. And so that's all been filled in to make it what it is today. And so that sort of focus of the beach is the place to go when you go to Detroit Lakes is really pretty recent within the last 50, 60 years or so.
And boy, what a industry that has sprung up from it, though, too. I mean, in that short amount of time, when people mention Detroit Lakes, one of the first things comes to mind is the beaches and the many pretty waterfronts out there.
Absolutely. And again, that's within recent memory. There were a few folks, the Weiss family established the first sort of Detroit boat livery down on Detroit Lake. There you could have a place to keep your boat. You could also rent boats. You could rent paddle boats. You could have swimming lessons. You could actually rent bathing suits. You could rent bathing caps. There was a water slide established in the lake. So that was, turn of the century, 1908, 1910 or so. And the Park Hotel was built down there. The Lakeside Tavern was built in 1891. So that's really early as a hotel and a resort. And so some of those things were, again, present and then just sort of kept growing and growing and growing. And so by the 1940s, 50s, a fellow named Clem Tivote had purchased that property. And we had Clem's Big Dock. And that's the thing that if you talk to people who are in their 60s and 70s right now, that's what they remember when they go to Detroit Lakes, because it was an enormous marina, this huge dock that went out into the lake where you could get everything that you ever wanted. You got these water bumps, which were these big, huge, like water cycles kind of that you could ride. You could get paddle boats. You could get inner tubes. You could get kind of everything you needed to be out on the water. And that business has now been taken over by J&K Marine. So that still exists today, maybe on a little smaller scale, but certainly is still there. There was also in the 60s a water park on the corner of Washington and North Shore Drive. So you could literally go and be in the lake or be in the water park across the street. So there were lots of things that happened. And another thing that really brought people to the water was the building of the Pavilion, which is the main building right on the water down in Detroit Lakes on the beach. And that was actually built by a group of five guys in their 20s who realized that there was really no place in their city to have a dance, to have entertainment for kids, for youth, for teens especially. And so these five young guys had a contract with the county and with the city. And they built this pavilion, they paid for it themselves, and they had to reserve it for 1 week every year for the fair, because they had to use it for the fair. But those five guys started to bring in nationally recognized musicians into the Detroit Lakes area, and suddenly the dance at the pavilion was the thing that you had to go to every week in the summer, especially if you were anywhere from, 13 to 25, probably. And as a result of the establishment of that building, that whole strip of land on Washington Avenue, South Washington Avenue, became kind of the youth center of the city. And we have drive-ins popping up and movie theaters and city parks and all kinds of places to hang out, which is really what the goal of those, that group of young men was, to establish a place for kids to be in Detroit Lakes and in Becker County.
You've been listening to Scrapbook, a Pioneer 90.1 original. This edition of Scrapbook was recorded at the Pioneer 90.1 studios located on the campus of Northland Community and Technical College, Thief River Falls. Additional episodes and content from this and other Pioneer 90.1 original programs available at radionorthland.org. Scrapbook is made possible through the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.